even if right now you think that your English is like really good and you're going to get a really high score in the IELTS listening because you're good at listening, it may be true that you are a really good speaker of English and you understand a lot. But if you haven't practiced any of the IELTS tests, you might not get a good score because you haven't learned the exam technique and you're not familiar with those tests. So rule number one, practice makes perfect. Also in these tests, you really need to spell carefully because if you make a spelling mistake, you don't get the mark. So try your best to spell things correctly. And especially in questions where they are spelling something to you, make sure you don't lose an easy point for writing down the wrong letter. Which brings us to this one. Learn the pronunciation of letters. So just do a little bit of revision, go back over how to say the letters in British English, because the IELTS test is mainly in British accent. So make sure you know how we say our letters here. But it would also be quite handy for you to practice the letters in American English and Australian English, because these will also be covered in the test. You'll get these different accents. So there's a tip for you. Going back to this one, when you're doing the test, in between the different parts of the exam, there are four parts, you get a little bit of reading time. When you get this reading time, what you should be doing is reading the questions that you're about to answer, not checking the answers that you wrote before. See, a lot of people will just be looking back at what they've already done. But when they do that, they're not preparing for the next questions. So you really need to make the most of that time and make sure that you've read what's coming.